Complete chance. I believe in the inevitable. I believe that our life is planned out, but not in the way where you can tell what is going to happen tomorrow. I believe life is planned with forks in its road, where I decide which road to take. My parents met out of complete coincidence. My mom was working as an attorney at the time, and she had a deal with two of her attorney friends to go out to dinner a couple times a year. They would each pick a place to go out for each part of the night. My mom's friend Mike chose to go to the Copley Plaza for the appetizer. Larry, the other attorney, chose to go to Sunzi on Newbury Street for the main course. My dad was eating at Sunzi when my mom was there with her friends. My dad's friends were telling him how he wasn't dating good girls, and so my dad said that his friends weren't setting him up with good girls. Then, they looked around the room and saw my mom, who had just walked past their table after going to the bathroom. They pointed at her and said, "What about her?" After that, it became a game at the table to find out who this mystery woman was and how my dad could get in touch with her. They made a deal with the waiter that for every piece of information he got about her, they would give him a tip. As my mom was leaving, the waiter came up to her and said that she couldn't leave and that there was a table of men that wanted to meet her. My mom replied with a, "No, thank you." Then the waiter asked her for her name and number, and she said that her name was Tristan Beard and that they could find her at Martindale Hubble. 2 weeks later, my mom got a phone message in her office. It was a guy saying that he had seen her in a restaurant 2 weeks earlier and that he didn't know what her situation was, but that he wanted to go out to dinner with her. My mom didn't respond because she didn't know if he was an axe murderer or crazy. My dad's friends kept bugging him and asking him if he had heard back from Tristan Beard. A week after his first call, he called again. My mom thought that he sounded like he was reading something that he had wrote and that it was cute. She then concluded that he wasn't an axe murderer or crazy because he sounded so nervous. My mom then went to lunch with him later that month, and the rest is history. If my mom and her friends hadn't gone to Sunzi, then I probably wouldn't exist right now. All I have to say is, thanks, Larry.